Hello and welcome to today's inspiration. I am Lisa Berry and I'm very grateful you are taking the time to listen. I'm excited. In fact, I like to be excited. Life can be so challenging and routine, so I like to add excitement to it. And you can do that too, any way you want, any way you choose, because it's really all a choice. And I'm here to share that with you and much love and laughter with you and some perspective and hopes you can live a happier and more balanced, perhaps a peaceful life. Because don't you want inner peace? Don't you want to be happy? I don't understand people who don't, but you're listening, so you must. So grateful for you to find us here on BodyMindSpiritRadio.com. So grateful for this opportunity to be here, that you're listening. I get to share this and that this great radio network even exists, because this is how we make life better for ourselves and for others. And I'm just very grateful that you are listening right now, and I have lots to share with you and hope that I can change your life and change your perspective a little bit. Are you happy? Do you want to be happy? You know you can be happy. You deserve to be happy. Some people aren't and don't think they deserve to be, but you can be, and it's just a matter of deciding you want to be or that you are. I mean, what is happiness anyway? Have you really thought about it? I've been researching happiness for a long time, maybe because I didn't grow up very happy. I was in a very unhappy situation, and I was a kid. What did I know? I really didn't even connect to my life and to myself until recently, because as I described to someone, I grew up kind of with my hands up protecting myself because there was so much pain and so much stuff going on around me for most of my life. And now my hands are down and they're open and they're outward and they're here for you. I am full of love and I have plenty of it, and I'm happy to share it with you. Unconditional, unending love. So I have defined happiness. This is what happiness is for me. And this is a Lisa Berry quote. I like to look at a lot of people and read a lot of inspirational quotes and stories and research. But this is how Lisa Berry defines happiness. It's a direct quote. An awareness of the very moment you are in and the feeling you are glad to be in it. So it does take some focus on being in the moment and then just being grateful. You know, everyone thinks, if I get that job, then that will give me the affirmation I need from the business world, and then I'll be happy. And then they get the job, and they're still not happy. Or if I marry someone, if I marry the right person, if I marry someone who's attractive and whatever, that will make me happy. Not necessarily. I mean, it might for a while, but you define happiness. Happiness is what makes you happy. It's your choice. It's what you look at. It's how you define it. What makes you happy is you. You make yourself happy, no matter what your circumstances, no matter what your situation, no matter what job you have or don't have, or who you're married to or not married to, you are happy because you decide to be happy. I was I'm a radio broadcaster, and I work for a commercial radio station in the Detroit area, and I've got some stuff going on there. And whether it works out or doesn't, I'm not going to make or break me, because I know who I am and I like myself and I know what gifts I bring. And if someone else doesn't see them, unfortunately, that's their situation. So that's where we're going to talk about self-awareness and self-love today, how important that is. But that's happiness to me, an awareness of the moment you are in and the feeling you are glad to be in it. And, you know, well, not every moment is a pleasant moment. Believe me, there's so much stuff that goes on all the time that if you're not getting medical treatment, if you're not declaring bankruptcy, and I hate to look at it, and if you're not, then you are a situation, because even if you are in those situations, you can still choose to be happy. You can. It is a choice, and it comes from within inside, and it's not determined by anybody else. So that's why it's so important to be self-aware and to know who you are and what makes you happy. I love saying to people, you know, what makes you happy? And they say, I don't know. And then I think, well, how can you be happy if you don't even know? And I have not lived a charmed life. I had a very challenging childhood. I had lots of things happen to me. My trust was violated many times on many levels from people, key important people in my life. So, yeah, maybe I do have a trust issue. Working on that. But I'm happy and I'm full of love. And you can be too. And if you feel that you are not loved, I'm here. I love you. I really do. I love everyone, and we are all special. You deserve to be loved, and I deserve to be loved, and we need to share more love, and we need to be aware of all of that, because people just go through life, and I wonder what they're thinking, and they like to be angry. I don't I don't like angry. I like to be excited, as I told you at the start of the show. Let's be excited, but let's be excited about good things. Let's be excited about positive things. Let's be excited about, hey, we woke up today. There's half a miracle right there. And the sun came up, and yeah, it's bitter, bitter cold where I'm broadcasting to you from right now in the Detroit area, southeast Michigan. But that's okay. I got a coat. How blessed am I? I got a coat, and I got furry mittens and a scarf and a hat, and I can go out in it, and I can deal with it. We can deal with it, because that's really important, too, being able to deal with the many, many challenges that life will bring you. And those are never ending. But again, I want to be excited. I want to look for the good. And you can, too. Life, I just read a quote. This is not a Lisa Berry quote. This is, I think this was Ralph Marston, who I follow on Twitter. And I find that we are very like-minded. But he said, life is not easy. That's what makes it valuable. I thought, that is an interesting thought. Life is not easy, but that's what makes it valuable. That's where I feel like I have come to this place to be able to share with you. I've worked in radio, so I have many years of broadcast experience, and I've been through ups and downs and turmoils and deaths and health challenges and job challenges, just like you, like everybody else. I know I'm not alone. I understand this is life for everyone. But I feel like I have learned from them. And they've only lifted me higher, and they've brought me to this place where I can be a part of BodyMindSpiritRadio.com, for which I am very grateful. And I can share what I've learned and hopefully change your perspective, hopefully lift you up a little bit. A couple of months ago, I wake up in the morning, and that's when I think when I'm most inspired. And I just thought, I don't want to be on ground level anymore. I don't want to be in the daily drama, walking around mad and sad. I want to elevate myself. I want to be up a little bit. Don't you want to be up a little bit above the daily drama? So you can be. That's what I'm here to share with you about, and that's what I have learned, and hopefully you can learn that too. If you would like to call in and join the conversation live right now, 646-378-0378 is the number, and I'd be happy to talk to you, but I think I lost my screen here somehow, so I don't even know if I will even be able to see that you're calling, but we can try. Again, the number 646-378-0378. See, life has challenges. It's always something. It is always something. So you can dwell on that, or you can lift yourself up a little bit and just walk through life a little bit higher above the daily drama. So I've lived life. I've been through a lot of challenges, and I decided I want to be happy as I can. I want to power through as positive as possible. You know, that is a speech I have given many times, and I think, oh, I need to change the name. I need to freshen it. You know what? I like it. It's perfect. Power through as positive as possible. And just a little plug here, I am happy to speak to your group or organization or your business. There's such a growing, the positive psychology field is very much growing right now, and people are realizing, hey, if my employees are happy, if they have some perspective, hey, be happy you even have a job, then they will be better on the job, and we'll all improve the bottom line, because isn't that what business is all about? And we'll all make money and be happy. So I'm happy to bring my energy and my message to your business or your group or your organization. And right now I can talk about power through as positive as possible, because that isn't that what you want to do? You got to power through. You got to keep picking yourself up, and you got to keep on going, because this is life, and no one ever said it would be easy. Somehow I had that thinking. Do you have that thinking? I don't know. I was like, why me? I sit around, why is this happening? Well, that is just life. That is what I have learned. That is the wisdom of Lisa Berry that I want to share with you, that is how it goes. So in the meantime, fill the spaces, fill the holes in your heart, fill the days and the time with positivity. And that doesn't make me a Pollyanna. It's my choice. You can be grumpy if you want. You can be angry if you want. I'm not going to stop you. But does that make you happy? It's certainly not good for your health, and good health is the number one blessing of all. And there's been a lot of research lately about how stress and anxiety can take a toll on you. So, again, it's your choice. I have learned you cannot make anybody else feel the same way you feel or see things the way you see, but I am here kind of to lovingly plead with you that if you are listening, you know, congratulations, you're on a journey to self-improvement, and you can be better, you can feel better. And if you can't call in right now, please email me. I love to connect with people. LisaLoveBarry, B-A-R-R-Y, at gmail.com is my email address. You can follow me on Twitter at Lisa_Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. I also have Lisa's Love Notes. Just trying to spread the word. It's a new year. It's 2015, and not necessarily new beginnings. It's an ongoing process. We're all on a journey. And why not make it a positive, happy journey? I can give you my story. Email me, I'll tell you. We all have our stories. I've been through a lot of not necessarily good things. But here I am on this day. I woke up this morning. I thought, I don't know. You know, sometimes it's what you eat. Sometimes it's lack of exercise. Sometimes it's you're just not having a good day. And I woke up this morning. I thought, I'm not happy. And I thought, what? Who is that talking? Of course you're happy. Right? But I could wake up and go, oh, I'm not happy. This isn't working out. It's really cold. Blah, blah, blah. I'm happy. I'm not going to waste a day. Every day is a gift. Every day is a miracle. And I hope that doesn't sound cliche to you because I really believe it. So again, life is not easy, but that's what makes it valuable. So I guess the many uneasy experiences, difficult challenges I've had the pleasure to face in my life have led me to have more value for it. I don't take anyone or anything for granted. I think that is the number one problem in relationships, is people, you just get used to each other. You get used to, and then you take them for granted. And I'm not Dr. Laura, but I have come to learn, if you have a partner, if you've dedicated your life to living with someone, whether you're married or not, or a friend or a family member, it's your job to have if you want a good relationship, to find out what motivates that other person, what makes them happy, and then spend every day trying to fulfill that. You know, then after a while, people take it for granted. And I'm a woman. I like to shop. So I use the shopping example all the time. You know, you want that purse and you want that necklace or you want that sweater. And I visit things. Now, I'm a semi-professional shopper. Everything goes on sale. That's one of the things I've learned. So I visit things because you don't really ever need much. You want stuff. So I visit till it goes on sale, and then you get it, and you feel so good. You've acquired it. You won. You got that purse you really wanted, and isn't that exciting? And look at me. Don't I look? And then a couple weeks later, you're throwing it in the back seat of the car, and you've put a half-eaten sucker in it. You know, the ones you get from the bank or left over from Halloween. And then you're not caring for it anymore. And you think, I worked really hard for that. Cost a lot of money, and I visited it and put a lot of time and energy into it, and now I'm not treating it very well. And I think people do the same thing with human beings. I lost a sister to breast cancer and been on her deathbed, and I've seen people come and go and face many challenges. So I try really hard. I'm human, but I try really hard not to take others for granted, and I think that is such an important life lesson. If you're in you never know when something, you know, when someone's going to be gone. None of us knows how this journey is going to end, but I do know it is going to end. And I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer, but it is. And it's not like you walk around and go, well, I'm going to die soon. So not really, but, you know, you do have to prepare for tomorrow, but mostly you need to live for today. So life is too precious and short to not make the most of every moment. You can't be encouraged, though, if you're living in a low place, looking for and expecting the worst. So I want to lift you up. I want to raise your expectations and your quality of life. I want to be excited, and I want to excite you, and I want to connect with you, because to me, that is the best part of life. It's just talking to someone, and looking in their eyes, or sharing a meal, or a glass of wine, or even a conversation and a cookie. Just cookies are always appropriate. But just sharing a moment, sharing that connection, that is really what life should be about, and more important than anything else, whether it's your kids. You know, my kids aren't little anymore. When they were little, oh, it was such, you know, such a burden. You couldn't even brush your teeth or go to the bathroom by yourself. And now my kids are old and they're on their own, and I miss that so much. So treasure those moments, because they will change and you will get your life back. I like to look at people or experiences and find what's good or right about it, not to complain or cut it down. So make it your nature. Make it your own nature to find what's right, what's enjoyable about this person or this moment, and then focus on that and hang on to that. It's all perspective. It's all, my new mantra is, and I'm going to have this engraved on a pillow, is it's all in your attitude. And Deepak Chopra said, in every moment, We have the power to choose our attitude and reaction in every person and every situation we encounter. It's your choice. I thought of a great example. It's like analogy. It's like changing the lens on a camera or the filter in which you process a picture. I'm big on Instagram, and I love it because you can take a picture and you can change the look of it, the filter on Instagram, and comes out to be a pretty cool picture. So you can change your filter. You can change your lens. You choose how you want to see life and what you experience. What you see comes from where you are and what you decide to focus on. So maybe you need to reframe your attitude. Maybe you need to look for what's right in each situation and expect a positive interaction or outcome. St. Augustine would say, what makes you what you really are is what you love the most. And so really, who you surround yourself with, what you focus on, that makes up who you are. That affects your attitude, and it's all in your attitude. Remember, we're going to make a pillow, a T-shirt, phone case. You can monogram anything these days. It's so much fun. And I've always said this, that two people can be standing right next to each other, looking at the exact same thing, but having completely different experiences. You can look at whatever it is. I give my Macy's shoe department analogy. You're sitting in the shoe, people, and I think those are not the shoes I would ever wear, and someone comes and picks them up and tries them on. We're all different. We all see things differently. But we should have a main baseline of happiness and love and compassion, no matter how we see things. But, you know, everybody sees things differently. So it's your choice on how to look at things. What you see is determined by what you believe and where you've been, what you've experienced, but mostly what you are looking for. Your lens is your choice. Why not choose to see the best? It is a choice. Just like I was saying earlier, happiness is a choice. And what you focus on is a choice. And what you focus on makes a difference in how you walk through life, in how you get through life. So you can't be encouraged if you're living in a low place, looking for and expecting the worst. I want to lift you up. I want to raise your expectations and your quality of life. I like to look at people or experiences and find what's good or right about them, not complain or cut them down. All that is so easy to get together and cut people down. Sometimes it's almost comfortable to do that. But I would rather get together and talk about what's right. So make it your nature to find out what's right, what's enjoyable about this person or this moment. Another great way to wake up in the morning, or maybe you go to bed at night, or maybe the afternoon break, whenever you're listening, because that is the beauty of BodyMindSpiritRadio.com. You can listen anywhere, anytime. The future of broadcasting, we're all on the go. It's all high tech, and this is on the cutting edge, and you have found us. But be the way you want your day to go. Have you ever thought about that? If you wake up and think, I'm not happy, it's cold. Well, you're not going to have a great day if that's how you're feeling and that's what you're focusing on. But be the way you want your day to go. I want to be excited and I want to connect with people. And I'm blessed to do the show and I'm blessed that you're listening. And please email me or contact me so we can connect even deeper. I've heard from people all over the world and that is so exciting to me. But be the way you want your day to go. Have a good sense of well-being. Love yourself. Have a positive self-image and self-awareness. So many people walk through life and they're not really quite sure who they are or how they come across or what they want or what they're doing. You are immensely blessed with this precious gift of life. It would be the height of arrogance if you failed to enjoy it to the fullest. So you have to figure out who you are and have that self-awareness. And it's all in your attitude. So just think about that. Two people can be standing right next to each other looking at the exact same thing but having a completely different experience. So that goes along with what I said before, that you are the makeup of the 5, 6, 4, 2 people that you spend your time with. So choose them wisely. Or as my father would say in one of the few words of wisdom I received growing up, think for yourself. To which I add, know yourself. Or better put, by the Greek philosopher Aristotle, the energy of the mind is the essence of life. Knowing yourself is the beginning of all wisdom. Are you aware of the energy you're putting into the world? Are you aware of who you are? Do you know who you are? Do you know what you want? Do you know what makes you happy? Do you know what gifts you are here to share? Because life is all about what you can give, not what you can give. And it goes back to that meditation. You know, I'm seeing a lot of information on meditation, and it's growing in popularity. And it's very simple to do. You just I like to lie down, but I guess you can do it sitting up. And just close your eyes and just focus on your breath and breathe. It doesn't have to be a big, deep thing. Just focus on it. And then you just ask, who am I? Who am I? And just breathe and think about that. And then you say, who's asking that? And that kind of gives you more self-awareness. And then you think, what do I want? And you just relax and breathe and you wait for the answers. And they will come to you and it will be amazing. It will be life-changing, but it's self-awareness. The energy of the mind is the essence of life. Knowing yourself is the beginning of all wisdom. And that is pretty much how it started for me, by meditating and finding out who I am and what are my gifts. And I'll be honest, I was sort of embarrassed when I realized that my gift was that I have a great deal of love. I have unlimited love. And I thought, well, where's that going to get me? But here I am, and I hope you're feeling it. And speaking of breathing, it's people don't necessarily think about how important breathing is. And I'm into this alternate nostril breathing, and now I found a thing, and this is really cool about, it's a simple thing you can do. It's called the 4-7-8 trick. And it can relax your whole system. It can ease anxiety. You breathe in for 4 seconds. You hold it for 7 seconds. And then you breathe out through your mouth for 8 seconds. 4-7-8. I was doing it yesterday, and I think I had it all wrong. I'm breathing in and holding it. I don't know what I was doing, but I have it written down, and I'm looking at it right now so I can share it with you. And I actually came across this. Someone said this is a great way if you're having trouble getting to sleep at night, that this will calm down your central nervous system and it will ease anxiety. And you kind of have to do it over and over again. But it's the 4-7-8. So breathe in for 4 seconds and hold it for 7, which I think takes some work. And then let it go for 8 seconds through your mouth. 4-7-8. Remember those numbers and try it. Like if you're laying in bed tonight and you can't get to sleep and you think, I don't want to meditate, I can't meditate. Well, you know, you work on that because you can, and hopefully you will, because just keep seeing study after study after study how great meditation is for you. But if you can't, then try the 4-7-8 breathing. I have found that when you get anxious and you get nervous and then you realize, oh, I know someone, they get pretty worked up and I say, all right, take a deep breath. And they go, I'm thinking, see, there you go. There's your problem. You're not really breathing. So 4-7-8, breathe in for 4 seconds. Hold it for 7. And then let it go for 8 seconds through your mouth. And try it over and over. Like if you're trying to get to sleep tonight and you can't get to sleep, you might want to try it because it'll do some great things for you. Then I came across this study, 13 things mentally strong people don't do. Kind of focusing on the negative here. Well, they don't waste their time feeling sorry for themselves. Stuff happens. Yeah, you got to get through it. Give yourself a couple of minutes and get over it. Move on, because that is life. We all know that. We all have our situations. Number 2, don't give your power away. It can be tempting to blame other people for your problems and circumstances, thinking things like, my mother-in-law upsets me, my boss makes me feel bad about myself. But you're giving them the key to your self awareness and well-being. So don't give your power away. This is also in the list of things mentally strong people don't do. They don't shy away from change. Change, I'm not good with change. I will admit that. Change is always difficult. And however, if you keep doing the same thing, you're going to keep having the same results. I'm trying to step out a little bit, and because life is short, and why not live it to the fullest? So embrace change. In fact, look for change. Try the breathing thing tonight. If you think, what is she talking about? That's kooky. Well, it's something different to try, and you might find out that it helps. Also, don't waste your energy on things you can't control. I always say, if I can control my bladder, I'm having a good day. A lot of people are all about control. It makes them, that's how they get their calmness. They feel like that you cannot control. You cannot. If you can control your own mind and your own body, then you're doing good, because that's really all you have control over. Don't worry about pleasing others, something else I'm working on. You know, it's just, you get to a certain age and you don't care anymore. You know, life is short. I'm going to be who I am. And that's where knowing who you are is so important, so you can be who you are. Then you don't. All you can be is who you are. You can't be somebody else. You can't act a role to fit a bill or fit a job. Just know who you are and then be yourself. But you do have to know who you are. And that's where the meditation comes in. Fear of taking calculated risks, you know, choices every day. We have little time devoted to considering the risk, whether we choose to wear a helmet on a bike ride or take out a mortgage. Just learn how to calculate the risk and ensure you're making the best choice. Also, one of the things that mentally strong people don't do is dwell on the past. You know, it's good to look back and reflect and see what you learned from it, but you can't live there. You can't go there, especially if it's a negative situation. Why? Some people live it over and over and over in their head and re-go, why did that happen? You know, let it go. Let it go. Make the same mistakes over and over. It's nice to learn, but once you've learned, then you need to know that you shouldn't be doing that again. Another situation for mentally strong people, what they don't do is they don't make the same mistake over and over or resent other people's success. One of my favorite sayings is that jealousy will suck the life out of you. So be happy. And I think this takes a lot of work, but I'm enjoying it. Be happy for other people when good things happen to them. It's not about you. They achieve this. This is their achievement. So be happy for them. So don't resent other people's success. And another one is don't give up after failure. I have learned this so many times. I live in the Detroit area, and Michigan State is a football team, and they were in the Cotton Bowl last week, and they were down several points, and everyone was running, oh, they're out, they're not going to win, and they ended up winning it like the last minute, 42-41. And then I wrote, that is why you never, ever, ever, ever give up. Because you got to keep trying. And if someone tells you no, then you find somebody else until you find somebody who says yes. But I'm here. You need strength. You need strength to know that you can do it, but don't give up. Another thing is don't fear alone time. That was something new. I grew up in a house with 5 kids, and then I went to college, and I had my friends in my dorm, and then I had a couple of kids, and there's always lots of people around. And then the holidays ended, and everybody left, and hi, it's just me and me. How you doing? And it was good. It's good to have alone time. Then you can meditate and breathe and read and look for inspiration. Tell the universe, hey, I'm here. I need to be inspired. And you'd be surprised. Look here on bodymindspiritradio.com. There's a lot of great shows. And as of course, I've had past shows if you want to check out one of mine. And don't fear alone time. Embrace it. And also don't feel that the world owes you anything. It's easy to get caught up in a sense of entitlement, but waiting for the world or the people to give you what you think you are owed is not a good life strategy. Nobody owes you anything. You owe yourself something. You owe yourself to know yourself and love yourself and make the best life that you can, but nobody else really owes you anything. And I have found that even people who you would think would, we are in that situation, we had that type of relationship, and they violated my trust, and it's painful. But then, you know, what did I expect? We're all human beings just walking the planet, doing the best that we can based on where we came from. So I'm not mad. I don't need to forgive. I forgive everyone because, as I said, we're all just doing the best job that we can based on where we came from. We're all just doing the best job we can based on where we came from. So cut people slack. Nobody owes you anything. And here, last but not least, expect immediate results. Man, I want it, and I want it now. I am the queen of that. But mentally strong people realize you don't get everything you want right when you want it. Especially now, in this high-tech age, where I'll go to download a web page, and if it doesn't open in like 8 seconds, I'm out. That's very impatient. That is not the best way to be or think or live. So just take your time and never give up. And I can't stress enough how important it is to love yourself and to know yourself and know who you are. I don't know why. They certainly didn't teach it in school when I was growing up, self-awareness. And now their schools are teaching meditation. And it's good. People need to calm down. There's so many things coming at us as far as, you know, even the billboards on the freeway when you're driving are changing. And, you know, electronic. Everything's electronic. And I think that might be adding to our stress. So it's important to have that alone time. And to take care of yourself, take care of your inner self, and of course your outer self, because I didn't mention the E word, because we're all about exercise, and I keep seeing it's the solution to every problem out there. So of course I'm doing good so far, so good. Gonna get up and go exercise after this, in fact. Just a great way to burn off stress. So know yourself. As Aristotle, the Greek philosopher, said, the energy of the mind is the essence of life. Knowing yourself is the beginning of all wisdom. So I thank you for taking the time to tune in today. As again, I'd love to connect with you anytime. Lisa Love Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, @gmail.com. I speak. I give lectures. I can talk to any group or organization, and I'd be happy to do that for you. Also, check out any past shows here on BodyMindSpiritRadio.com, for which I'm so grateful for the opportunity to share my thoughts and my love with you on this program. So I'd love to hear from you, and I'm looking forward to connecting with you again soon.